This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Final hour on a Monday afternoon, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Get back into the big story of the day in just a couple of minutes as a couple more days of Falcons training camp Saturday and Sunday. Just jam-packed out there. Great to see fans back in Flowery Branch. The Hill completely filled up. We'll be back out there tomorrow. Matthew Bergeron going to be our guest on the show probably around 11:45 tomorrow as we'll be live at Flowery Branch. Mike Conte going to join us in about 20 minutes from right now. We'll talk some Falcons offseason. We know what we didn't talk to him about last time at all was some of the Penn State hype.
Yeah, man. It's there.
You know about Mike. Like,
oh, God. He got it. I don't know.
Hype freaks him out.
It terrifies.
He hates it.
Especially when it comes to damn Penn State.
But if there wasn't any, he would hate that too.
Yeah.
He's the perfect fan.
Yes.
Like, no matter what's going on, there's something that's a little bit irritating for him. So we'll get some thoughts on some college football stuff coming up as well. And then an AMA to wrap things up at 1:40. Any question, any topic, the phone lines will be wide open. All you got to do is ask.
You know, whenever you, like, I can talk about when your teammates, you're having a good time or celebrating, you always got that one clown that's in there dancing and having fun. Like, when Oh Boy did that split. Like, usually, like,
oh, Christian Wilkins?
Yeah, when the old boy did that split the way he did split, none of his teammates were like,
they were all like, we told you not to do that.
We told you not to do that. Yeah.
We asked you to stop doing that.
We just really just asked you, please, don't do that. And you just did it in the day.
Because have you had that friend where, like, you are, all right, we're going to go have a good time. We just need to make sure Matt's got to keep his shirt on.
Yes.
Or whatever. Like, everybody's got that friend that does that thing that you've told them to stop doing when you're out and about.
Yes.
And then they get enough whatever.
Yeah.
They get excited or whatever happens. And then there he is doing it again.
My best friend Corey, he stopped by yesterday. So we sat outside, smoked some cigars, cooked out and had dinner and everything. So he had a partner that was his partner that was him. And, like, it was so fun.
Shirt off guy?
Everything. Okay. Yeah. And so he was, you know, one of them guys. And I love this brother because I got to know him. Good brother. But like in the beginning of the getting to know him, it was one of the things where you're like, yeah, you can't come back here. No. Like, I swear to you, like when I was playing for the Dolphins, like I banned him from Miami. Like, I was like, you can't, because how you act in Atlanta. So I'm like, how? Like,
what if he had a business trip?
But that's the thing about it. He's like, you can't ban me from the whole city. I said, you're right, I can't.
But you can't hang out
but
with us.
But you can't hang out with us.
Yeah.
And so, but that was based on how he acted here. Yeah. And we've been knowing each other since we were 18 years old. So I've been gradually getting to know him. And the steps of me getting to know him, it just didn't go right from the beginning.
Uh-huh.
But he's a good dude. Love the brother. And so eventually we got up to it, and we had an incident here in Atlanta. And I was just like, dog, what's wrong with you? I know that you ain't never seen something like that. She's styked, all right? She's styked like some flapjacks. But Leave her alone. Like, followed her around the car. So I was like,
you're creeping her out,
dude,
man.
Dude, you creep her out. And you mess.
That's the worst.
And you
friend.
Messing the vibe up.
That's the worst friend.
So it's
like, hey, there's gonna be girls there.
Yes.
You gotta not be a creep.
You can't do it, dog.
And so then every time they're
maybe like my fourth year in my playing for the Dolphins, I let them come. And Andy, I was just worried the whole time. I kept telling Carl's like, hey, man, watch your boy. All right. Watch your boy now. And he was on his best behavior. I could tell he did his best not to disappoint me. And so everything else, the van was lifted, and he came back and forth a couple times. Yeah. But, yeah, you got that one. He's that partner.
Yeah, my that one he's has that, been here twice.
Yeah.
And he got kicked out of Blue Flame.
Yep.
And then was passed out in our guest room for a day and a half.
Yeah.
Only woke up to stumble out into the kitchen to puke in the garbage can and then go back in there.
Yep.
And my wife was like, when's he leaving? I was like, right now. Yep. He's out of here.
Yeah, I'll take him to the airport.
And then he came to our wedding and passed out drunk in the bed of her cousin's truck. So he's 0 for 2. Is he going to get another shot? I don't know.
No.
I'm not sure. He's married now, so maybe things are different. He didn't pass out drunk at his own wedding.
Yeah.
So that was good. But, yeah, it's just one of those guys you just kind of know. And the thing, you can see it coming, too.
He's one of those guys your wife is very cautious with you about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, exactly. Yeah. He's not staying here. We've got two small children.
No, I don't want that influence around my child.
Lily's like, what's wrong with...
Because they will find
what's
him.
Wrong with them.
Yeah, they will find. They will walk in while he's like faces wedged between the toilet and the bathtub.
Sleepy and sick.
Yeah,
bad shellfish.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to
bad
the big,
shellfish.
Big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain. What?
Yeah, Mark, we won't get into it. We won't talk specifically about the contract, but I understand the question why you ask it. And we do love Drake.
So polite.
And it's all positive with him. And we always talk about it's not just about the production, but it's the mentality.
Yes.
And the type of person Drake is and the way he carries himself, the way he works, everything that we preach that we want to be. He's about those things. No different than the way we talk about Chris Lindstrom as a guard. We know the skills he has as a guard, but the way he carries himself, the consistent worker, the mentality. He's one of those guys that if we're not winning or he's not successful or we're not successful as a team, it bothers him.
Yeah.
Right, and that's true, and that is probably part of why they're the players that they are. But Chris Lindstrom didn't become the highest paid right guard in football because he's friendly.
No.
You know?
No.
Because he's mad when they lose.
No.
Because he's really good at his position. Just like Drake London. Like, Drake London is going to be paid at some point, whether it's this training camp or more likely next offseason. And it's going to be because he's put up great numbers. Now, it's also awesome to have great locker room guys. Of course, you have to do that. And him to be built like that probably leads to the production that he puts out there. But there's guys that are really good locker room guys that don't have 1,300 yards in a season.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and there's still a possibility that a deal gets done this summer. Because then AJ still got done in the middle of training camp.
I would love it if it did.
You remember that? Last year, AJ still got done in the middle of training camp. So there's no deadline for this thing to happen.
You could even do it in week 3 if you wanted to.
Exactly. So I think that, you know, the thing with Drake is that he has gotten better and better. I did not know what to expect when they drafted him. He was the first receiver in that class.
He was.
And the biggest thing we talk about his catch radius. He's more sudden, and I think I mentioned this to you when first time I saw him on the field. I was like, damn, he's a lot more sudden than I thought to be as big and tall as he is. And you saw them use that a lot last year. I always talk about Kyle should be where he is, where Drake is in as far as when he split out in the slot. Like that's supposed to be damn. Kyle Pitts right there. But it's Drake there. He owns. He's a big body guy, athletic, has so many different tools and gifts. But the biggest thing with him is he's gotten better and better.
Let me ask you this. If Kyle Pitts is there, then where do you put Drake? And is Drake – what else can Drake do?
Drake can do anything.
Okay.
But I just – because that's just like how Shannon was talking, how we were talking about the game. Well, the wide tight end, which he was, which he's one of the originals, him and Kellen and those guys to play strong side, inside slot. I played it right there, and you would run those choice routes. That was the money play. And Drake runs them. And that's what – and, again, my thought process behind ball. And it could be a deliberate thing that they do. Because sometimes we would switch and they would put Chris inside, I would go outside and let Chris run the option. But for the most part, that was money. Why option? Let's get busy, you know? And so that's why I always look at it. That's where Kyle should be.
Right. But so Drake's obviously very good at it, which is great.
Yes.
He's a big guy. Saying, if you put Kyle there to do that, then what's the best place to put Drake that's not there?
Another one. Put them both in there. Because you saw
– Doesn't that seem like –
Because you saw the play when against Washington. Kyle was there.
Doesn't that seem like –
Kyle was 999, and he's the bender.
A ton of pressure on a defense.
Yeah,
you would think so. Way more pressure.
But that goes back to what I was mentioning to start the show when we were talking about Michael's, getting Michael's completion percentage up.
Yeah.
Those throws, get him a throw, get him some under routes, guy running across the field. Get him an opportunity. I remember when, it was like maybe 2 years ago, and me and Mike Johnson were working together. You were on vacation, and he made a great point of get you a yak guy. Get you a guy where you can just dump him the ball on a five-yard crossing route. He can get you 12 and things like that. Keep the chains moving, but also just an easy throw. Don't make it so hard. Like he throws, Michael Penix throws the ball effortless, but give him effortless opportunities to just,
layups.
Get your completion.
Yeah, layups.
Get your completion.
Like Raheem called him on Thursday. We talked to him. He's got to get him layups. Got to make the layup.
Yeah.
Isn't Kyle one of those guys?
Yes.
You get the ball in Kyle's hands.
Kyle,
a yard from the
Kyle
line of scrimmage, and he
awesome
takes off
with the ball in his hand when he's running after the catch. I mean, he's big enough. He runs, has a nice stiff arm. You know, get him that. The layup, as you said.
Yeah, you gotta get them for the quarterback and for the receivers, and you got to make them, too. Because nothing more frustrating than calling a play like that than having your quarterback sail it into the third row.
Nothing at all.
Which we did see Penix do
a
couple times last year in the three starts that he made. I mean, to me, these are all such interesting possibilities for what the offense could throw at defenses this year. I wonder how hard it's going to be to get up to speed with some of this stuff, because they've got what they're comfortable with, obviously.
Yes.
Where they want, where Drake's been and he's succeeded. Where Mooney's been last year and he succeeded. Kyle, I mean, hopefully they can put him in places where he can be comfortable and succeed. They're not going to, I mean, they're going to practice, obviously. They're not going to play any games together until week one against the Bucks. So I just wonder how much this stuff that we're talking about adding, how much this kind of variety that you could throw into this offense is going to be possible early in the season.
Well, I mean, that's why you need preseason.
Well, but they're not going to play in the preseason.
Yeah. I mean, or the joint practice, whatever. Andy, real quick, because we know that you were talking about it. Well, Deion had his presser today with his medical staff, and he announced that he was diagnosed with bladder cancer.
Oh,
and this dude. And after surgery, his surgeon says he is cancer free.
Oh wow! Okay, yeah, wow. Yeah. That's the best way to find out about cancer.
The best way to find out about cancer. So yeah, so he has been removed, and I don't know what the state as far as when he, because remember nobody knew what was wrong with him. He was there. And so the surgeons have come out and said, but it has been removed. He's cancer-free. So way
did
to go, Prime.
You questions probably don't answer to. Is there any sort of, like, follow-up stuff?
I'm sure they'll give some
radiation or anything like that.
He said it was removed. And said the cancer is now gone.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's great.
All love of Coach Prime.
That's great. It's one of those things where it's like, I've had this happen in my family the last couple of years where it's like, you don't even know someone has something and then they tell you that they've beat it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, I guess I'm happy to have not had to go through the
pain and the worry.
The stress.
Yeah.
You could have told me, you know, would have been there for you. Good. Good. The best way to find out about cancer is when you find out somebody beat it. So congrats to Prime.
Oh, my God. This is okay.
Oh, and he's going to coach this year.
He's going to coach?
Good.
Okay. All right. Okay. That's good, man. Because it's going to be a different year. Your boys aren't there.
It's going to be a different year.
It's going to be a different year than everything like that.
I think it's going to be a rocky year.
I do too. I think Georgia Tech going to put them.
Well, especially if then I think that, you know, that young quarterback they have from here obviously is really talented. But if you're telling me that dude's starting game one, 17 years old.
I mean, the dude got the goods.
Okay.
But he's still 17 years old.
Supposed to be a senior in high school.
Yeah, you're still 17. Yeah. It's probably playing against Grayson.
Right.
Not Georgia Tech.
And I'm not saying he can't do it, but no one ever has.
It's going to be interesting.
That's a tough,
It'll be a very interesting thing. I want to go back real quick, because there's only been, how many unanimous baseball Hall of Famers?
I think one.
Just one?
Yeah. Okay. Mariano, right? Okay, maybe there's been a couple since then.
Okay, I was just curious, because I was just thinking about it, because I just showed the Ichiro thing.
Maybe Mariano Rivera was the first one, and there's been a couple since.
Look at this guy. This the voter dude. The voter dude.
Oh, yeah. We don't know who it is.
Like, why? Why is it that important to you? Why do you take it that serious?
That's a good question.
You know what? You don't take it serious. You can't take it serious if you're telling me that this guy or Jeets or one of those guys isn't unanimous.
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't take your job serious.
I know. I don't know how you fix it. I don't know if you have less of them or something like that. But, yeah, it's
you don't take your job serious.
It's pretty crazy. But Ichiro got in. They don't put an asterisk on the thing.
They sure don't.
He's the first ballot Hall of Famer. He's one of the greats of all time. Mike Conti is going to join us next. We'll talk some Falcons with him. We'll talk some college football with Mike as well. Atlanta United got a tie over the weekend.
King of the ties.
Better than losing. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
20 minutes away from an AMA to wrap things up here Monday afternoon. Final hour of the midday show with Andy and Randy, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. Phone lines will be open at 404-726-0929. All you got to do is call us up, get on hold, and ask us a question. We will answer it to the best of our ability.
They need to stop with this Coldplay stuff, all right? All right, because they just, like, they got Lionel Messi, but he's with his wife. But they need to stop messing, like, because now it's becoming one of them things where it's a bit now.
Oh, yeah.
And they're just going to be scrolling crowds trying to mess up people. But no, you mess up your own damn marriage. You get caught at Coldplay with somebody that ain't your spouse.
Yeah.
But stop. Or at least get verification. Like, is that his wife? Because they might get somebody else in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they're looking for people now.
Yes. Are they looking for people for the wrong reason? That's what I'm saying. Or are they looking for, like,
what are the wrong reasons?
But you might be like, let's see if he's creeping.
But I think that's what they're looking for, right?
Let's see if he's creeping.
Maybe you can help me with this one, Mike. Mike Conti steps in here to talk all kinds of different Atlanta sports-related topics. I couldn't put my finger on this last week when we were talking about it. And maybe you don't feel this way. Maybe you do. Maybe you can help me. Something about it being a Coldplay concert makes it worse.
Absolutely.
I don't know why, though.
Yeah. Like, if you're going to... I don't know.
Ruin your life.
Take the risk of being so public with what you're doing.
Yeah.
Why waste the risk on a Coldplay concert?
That's what,
like,
I'm
at least go to the Dominican Republic.
Right. Because I'm sure those tickets weren't cheap.
Right. Yeah. Now, it sounds like he could afford it. I mean, it sounds like money was no object for him.
Right.
But yeah, like, do something that's worth the risk. And I'm not an advocate. Believe me, I'm not.
Of course
not. I think the three of us would all say we are not advocating this behavior whatsoever.
All of these conversations we preface with that. But that is sort of like the, if you were going to cheat on your wife, where would you go? Sort of.
Not Coldplay. Yeah. I mean, at least like a John Legend concert.
At least.
Something fun and upbeat, and I don't know.
There's just something about your life coming crashing down to the soundtrack of Yellow.
My favorite part of all of this has been the memes.
Yes.
Like, have you seen the meme where the guy is Auburn and the woman is 6-6?
Oh my god,
that's good.
And that's the thing about
that's the damn
internet. Damn internet, man.
We live in a country where the Hawk Tua woman became like a very important influencer.
It's so funny that that's the reference that you make, because my wife and I were talking about this yesterday as far as like the opportunity that whatever the company is called, like the
astronomer,
that they've taken, and they've got Gwyneth Paltrow in commercials now because she's the Coldplay guy's ex. So it's kind of like a funny tie-in for her to be, to be the spokesperson for their ad campaign. Mm-hmm. And like early projections are that it's going to be really good for their company. Yeah. And I was like, well, we live in the era of Hawk Tua. Like you get attention and then you capitalize on it. That girl made tons of money before she got involved in a crypto scam.
Yeah, that's true.
It happens to the best of us. Yeah.
Oh man.
Turns out being famous for that doesn't mean you're that smart.
Ah,
it's weird. Weird thing. Anyway, Mike, how are you, man? Good to see you. Thanks for stepping
in here.
Good
seeing you guys.
What do you make of the first? I know we had a great time on Thursday being out there, but the radio station out there on Saturday and Sunday, Flowery Branch, and all the fans. What was the takeaway from the weekend?
The fans. That's part of it. People are pumped. I mean, three straight days of sold out practices. I think people are really excited. That stands out to me. That's really good to see. That there's positive energy. What did I tell you guys last week? Number one, no serious injuries, please. Right. And it's funny, you know, it wasn't funny for Justin Fields, but on Thursday when we all were out there and our phones start going off about Justin Fields, right. And of course there's fake news out there about it's an Achilles and it's serious, and well, this means Kirk Cousins is going to be traded to the Jets now and everything like that. Of course, none of that panned out, but it's just a reminder that bad things can happen even in the early days. And ask Darnell Mooney about that. Mm-hmm. Like, bad things can happen in these early days. Fortunately, it sounds like Mooney is not that seriously injured. But let's keep that going, okay? We do not need any serious injuries in this training camp or in preseason games. That, to me, stands out. And then, you know, look, a little bit of feistiness yesterday. Not sure I like that, but it happened.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're still in this training camp news vacuum where they haven't even put the pads on yet, so there's nothing meaningful that has happened in terms of a position battle or anything like that. We're in this vacuum where any little thing that happens, we're going to talk a lot about. I don't love training camp fights unless you're fighting the other team in a joint practice. I think it's completely counterproductive, but I think it also is revealing when you see who the combatants were. And who one of them in particular is. And
who were they for folks that don't know?
James Pierce sounds like he was the prime combatant in both. It sounds like Matthew Bergeron may have been in one of them.
Who we talk to tomorrow, by the way.
Yeah. Nice guy. Really nice guy. Like, what do you do to provoke him? It sounds like Caleb McGarry might have been a combatant one of them.
Yeah.
So Mike Johnson, actually, I thought made a good point on the morning shift this morning. He said, look, you are, Randy, you could probably speak to this too. You're with each other all the time. You're leaning on each other. You're hitting each other. It's just like a brother and sister fighting in the backseat of the car. You know, you're just with each other all the time, and you start to get a little annoyed and things bubble over. But I do think it's interesting, you know, we've heard that James Pierce is, you know, someone who has I hate to use this cliche, but that dog
Do
in
it.
Him.
Yeah, hell yeah.
That dog in him.
Hell yeah, Mike.
And now, you know, maybe we have a little bit of physical proof.
What about the training camp statcasters as far as, you know?
Yeah.
Because I saw some of that this week. I know Abe sent us one.
What about him, Randy?
How do you – what are your thoughts on that?
I think it is absolutely absurd.
Okay.
And I say that with all due respect to the people in Atlanta who do this, because they're out there. Some might work for this radio station for all I know.
Was Joe posting stats?
I don't think Joe was doing it. Was
that cast Joe?
No.
Joe's
just looking for an overthrow so he can post a video of it. That's what Joe wants.
Right. Yeah. No, it's practice. Practice, you know, look, I won't make fun of Atlanta people. Let me turn to the New Orleans people that I follow on Twitter, because I used to cover the Saints. I still follow some New Orleans people. I'm still seeing tweets from them. So-and-so was 11 for 13 in this drill with one interception. It's not an interception, and it's not 11 for 13. It is a drill. It is absolutely absurd to be, in my opinion, counting this and then reporting it. I saw, and I have the utmost respect for the people who are tweeting this, the utmost respect. So please, let's not start anything. I love these people.
All right.
Like, they're my good friends.
Now disrespect them.
Well, why are we tweeting Drake London had a bad day at practice because he had a couple drops?
Yeah.
It's practice. It's not. By the way, it's not even August yet.
They don't even have pads on.
It's not. It's July. It's not even August yet. Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, I get it. And this is tough. And this is where I would even say, like, we are the eyes and ears of people who can't be there.
Yeah. Right.
So we do have a job collectively to report on what we are seeing and transmit that information to those of you who can't be there. But I think we've also got to take everything with a huge grain of salt. I mean, we're, as was the case Saturday, we're 2 days into practice. Mm-hmm. Practice. You know, Drake London goes out against Tampa and has a bad day and a couple drops and maybe a deflection that turns it into an interception. We'll be all over that. But I can't get mad about anything that's happening right now.
Well, and as much I agree with both of you 100% on everything that we've said, I do think that it is a representation of just how hungry everybody is for football.
Yes.
Even though this is only sort of football, but it's like the first little football appetizer that we've gotten.
Spot on.
Anything football related, even in April, is going to get people fired up. These are actually the guys on the team that we're rooting for and covering that we hope in the fall win a bunch of games and go to the playoffs.
Spot on.
So I understand why people react to it. What I don't necessarily understand is why the people that get paid to cover it put it out there. Although maybe I do because the people react to it, and that's part of it too.
It is. Look, everyone's doing their job. This is not me throwing shade at anyone. I just, again, feel like we need to take everything that is occurring right now with a huge grain of salt.
Are you going to – because I know our time is short because in a new part. Are you or are you not enjoying the Penn State hype?
It's making me very nervous.
It's exactly the word I use.
Making me very nervous.
I knew you were going to say that.
Randy, 1997, we were preseason number one, and Curtis Enos met that agent, bought some suits, and they were 9-3. And then 1999, my freshman year at Penn State, preseason number one.
Yep.
And that Minnesota, bum Minnesota Golden Gophers team comes in, and we go 0-for, I played for
them. It's okay.
Go 0-for November and end up in the Alamo Bowl. Typically, when Penn State has a lot of preseason hype, now this goes back many, many years, typically when that happens, they do not convert. It is a different era.
It is.
You're in the playoff era now. Penn State had a lot of guys who could have declared for the draft come back. Singleton and Allen, you have that whole offensive backfield back. Aller, I think, you know, look, it's now or never for him if he's going to prove to be a number one overall pick caliber quarterback. I'm stuck, guys. I look at this schedule, and all right, yeah, we're going to play Oregon in the whiteout, and that might be an advantage, but still got to play Iowa, got to play Ohio State, got to play Nebraska, who I think will be really, really good. I don't see a way that Penn State can get out of this season any better than maybe 10-2 and hope that they get a berth in the Big Ten championship. But if they go 10-2, they're going to be in the playoff.
Right.
And
yeah.
I'll be blowing all my money again, driving around to the Fiesta Bowl and the Sugar Bowl like I did last year.
Maybe one will be here or no? Is that not a possibility?
Semifinal is in the Peach Bowl, so that's what I'm hoping for. Yeah, that would be great.
I'm trying to scroll here and see what's the week where we're enemies. We avoid each other.
We don't play. In fact, we should be friends this year. Because
we're always friends.
We play Oregon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know,
you guys have, and that's my birthday weekend. Yeah. So give me a birthday.
No. We don't play UW. We are at UW next year, and I'm very much looking forward to that. And Penn State is at UCLA this year.
Are you going to go to the UW game?
Can we go for a show?
We should do it.
That, you know what? Let's pencil that in. But I will be at the Penn State UCLA game this year
because
the next night Atlanta United plays at LAFC.
How nice
is that?
That's really awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know if Atlanta United's schedule would sync up with the Huskies game or whatever.
I can skip a game.
I can get us free lodging.
Yeah, well, and that'd be fun, too.
Yeah, we might stay at Mom's house. I know my brothers still live there.
Oh, your brother's awesome, though.
If my brothers move out, then we can stay at my mom's
house. Your brother's awesome. That'd be fun. I can't wait to see a game at UW.
It's really fun.
Yeah.
I almost wore my UW Stadium shirt today. I didn't do it. All right, anyway, thank you, Mike.
All right, see you guys.
Resistant, Mike.
Mike Conti there. It's going to be Mondays at this time for the next couple of weeks as we are at training camp on Tuesdays talking to Falcons players. Tomorrow's going to be Matthew Bergeron. Coming up next, the phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Load them up. Ask us anything. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
And the game.
Open up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Red From The Heart, redfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. Do want to let folks know. We recorded an off-the-cuff podcast before the show today, so check that out. We talked about Happy Gilmore 2 and Christian Wilkins and, you know, some of the stuff that maybe was out there. Sounds like maybe it was partially true.
Yeah, it sounds like it, but, I don't play like that, man. You know what I mean? Like, we're going to have to squabble.
So this is out there from verified, like, Schefters and Josinas and stuff that maybe the final straw in Las Vegas along with the didn't rehab his foot and whatever else, is that he tried to kiss one of his teammates.
I don't play like that, homie. Don't play like that, homie.
That's, why would you do that?
Mm-mm.
You know?
All right, we'll play like that, my boy.
And that's it. That's all. You got to go now.
Yeah.
You don't play for us anymore.
Won't play like that, my boy.
Did
you see? This sucks.
That's such a dumb way to lose out on money.
Have you seen the video of Joker crying? His horse won the race. Like, this dude is more emotional than when he won the damn NBA title.
I think my favorite thing on the internet right now is the cut ups of him winning an NBA title versus him when his horses do well.
Yes. It's unbelievable. The tears. He gave himself a champagne bath.
Yeah.
A champagne
because
shower.
One of them's just a job.
Yeah.
And the other one's his passion.
Yes. Pretty much. Pretty damn much. And that's how he did it. Yeah. I'm like, wow.
He's just clocking in, man. That's a 9-to-5 for Joker.
Oh, and real quick, we didn't mention this in the beginning of the show, and I got it. I want to make sure I got it right on here. Bubba Wallace wins the Brickyard 400. So shout out to Bubba, man.
The winning for Team Jordan continues.
Yeah, man. Shout out for Bubba.
And Justin Fields did practice.
Yeah, 11 on 11.
He did all the stuff today. So
did you see Bubba's interview after the race?
Yes.
Speaking of pouring champagne on yourself, Bubba was going for it.
He was all on.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's awesome, though. Good for him.
That's great.
Good for him.
All right. Rich is in Alpharetta. Hey, Rich.
What up, fellas? How y'all doing, man?
Pretty good. How are you?
Man, I don't even know, bro. I swear, I was just going to listen today and listen to everybody else AMA, but I had to call in. Yeah, I was talking earlier about that one friend that just, I don't know what's wrong with him. This weekend, my partner's wife celebrated her 35th birthday, so we rented a mansion up in Little Burn, and it was a great vibe. A bunch of people, me and my wife, chef catered for the whole weekend, but this man started drinking, and the whole time, I'm trying to, like, calm him down, trying to get through to him. Him and his wife had a little lover's spat, lover's quarrel, whatever you want to say, and I'm like, bro, don't worry about that. Like, we just chilling, you know what I'm saying? And for some reason, this man, I've been here 4 years. Every single time, it's been like a big celebration. It just get worse and worse and worse. I don't know how we go into this weekend with such a great energy. We leave out this weekend. This man now has an arrest warrant out for him.
What the hell?
So I swear, I can't even make this up. Now, in my mind, I knew him from knee height growing up, right? So certain things... If this were to happen and I wasn't around, he could call me and tell me and try to, like, make it look good on his part. But because I saw everything, it's like certain things you shouldn't even see or know about your homeboy. So now I'm like, I can't not talk to you because you my dog. We family. Our families is family. But now it's just like, God damn, bro. Like, what? You know what I'm saying? Like, what? Why are you like this? Like, what's going on? I don't even know how to process this. So what would y'all do in this situation? I'll try to stop talking to him.
Thank you for the call. That's a serious one.
Damn.
Man. Sounds like the guy might need a little help.
Yeah.
You know?
It sounds like his ass, like y'all gotta babysit him where you can't drink.
Well, yeah, it seems like I'm not babysitting a grown up. It sounds like you need to go stop drinking.
Yes.
You know what I mean? If that's the common denominator in this behavior.
Is your ass getting drunk and then getting warrants out for your damn arrest?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't come.
You
can't come.
Cost yourself money and potential freedom.
I've told you, I banned him. I'm like, you can't come down here.
Yeah.
Y'all need to be like, no, he can't come. I know he said, he married. She can't come either then.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't ruin a whole weekend.
Yeah, say your ass for him.
But also it might be that, hey, you ever, they got a lot of meetings. Meetings everywhere.
Yeah, man.
Might be time to go check one out.
Say your ass at the house.
But yeah, you can't come on vacations anymore. You can't four straight ruined?
Mm-mm. It's your ass.
I don't think... Four's too many. Two's too many.
No, it's him.
Oh, I know.
You can't come.
I know. I'm saying. But
you,
like,
can't come.
To let him even do it, four is...
And she can't come.
Yeah.
Because he ain't letting her go without him.
Uninvite him. Suggest rehab.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
I like that.
Tim's in Smyrna. Hey, Tim. Tim.
Andy and Sir Randy.
Hey, Tim.
I'll just try to lighten up the mood a little bit, maybe.
Yeah, thanks.
I got a running challenge for you. So, you know how when you jog or you run with your left knee and your right elbow, right knee, left elbow, right? You kind of do opposite leg to arm. Can you run with your right knee and your right elbow, left knee, left elbow? And if you could... Go out in the parking lot, see who could run the fastest in that cadence of limbs.
You trying to set us up, Tim?
Randy's one of them things.
I know all about this. But I'll tell you the funniest thing is watching, like, whenever you're doing, like, drills.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Tim.
When you're doing drills, right, and you're doing, like a high step or something, or basically like a bound when it's, like, you're bounding off your foot, watching people, uncoordinated people do it off the same arm and leg is the funniest damn thing in the world. Maybe you do it like a running motion.
Yeah.
It's an explosion.
Momentum.
But it's just, it's one of the funniest damn things in the world.
Is that a TikTok thing or something? Is he trying to set us up?
I don't know. But I'm. You wanted me to.
It just feels like you look so silly.
It does. But when they're like, when you're doing stand, like, this is like warm ups, and we're doing like the warm ups with the high knees, and you have got people that do same arm, same leg. And you're like, How awkward are you?
Yeah.
You never, same arm, same leg.
You never done this before?
It's the funniest thing in the world, dog. It's the funniest thing in the world. Yeah.
It's also, that sounds like you just kind of throw your center of balance off. Like,
yeah.
Seems like a good way to try to fall if you're trying to run
Dude,
fast
it's
to do
the
that.
Weirdest and the funniest thing ever.
Okay. Devin's in Kansas City. Hey, Devin.
Hey, Chris and Wilkins. Boy, you too big to be that nasty, big nasty helper. What's wrong with him doing that, man?
Come and help
him. Man, I don't know.
I don't, freak ass.
Hey, I don't know, man.
You know all the details, but.
I don't know.
Yeah, you shouldn't be kissing people that don't want to be
playing
kissed.
Like that, man,
I just don't play. I don't know.
Yeah,
don't,
bro.
I don't know, man. We just don't play like that, man. That,
hey, man. Yeah. Back to the. So, look, I got a homeboy story, too. Don't really got a question, but just a story. But it was like the opposite. So, one day, you know, one night we go to pinups or whatever. And I'm bringing, like, folks from Putnam and the Athens, all my homeboys, East Atlanta, we go. It was about 10 of us. Then I had a coworker. I ain't gonna lie, and they ran a green bean. You know, like, a grown man with braces type green bean. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So we go, the 10 of us get lit. You know, the ones that's, you know, from that knew each other, whatever. We get lit. My homeboy was the DD. Well, the coworker was the DD, and I don't know. He was just there for the ride. So we all go to the kitchen part in Pinos. We get something to eat, and we had bought like two bottles, right? And they were full by the time we left. We was like, hey, bro, just watch still. We're going to be right back. And then while we come back, our table is surrounded by the talent there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And all the bottles was empty.
Mm-hmm.
And when I tell you, I had to like keep them off him, the dancers, the bodyguards. It was a lot. By the time they left, it was a lot of scrambling and pinups. We got kicked out. I don't even know if they banned us from that thing or not, bro. But yeah, that's my story, bro.
I love
pinups. Don't ever let a green bean with you, man.
Oh. Love pinups.
What happened? He was just giving away free drinks?
Yeah, and that's not something that you do. And we, I had a situation I've already talked about a long time ago with a partner that did that. And I'm just like, hold on. You inviting? I don't know these young ladies. And then you left, and then I come back in the section, and she over there like just pouring. I pay for that. I don't know you. And then, well, so and so said it was okay. So and so ain't put in on this. Give me a drink, and go.
And then you poured it back in.
Damn sure did.
You poured the champagne back in.
That's what I'm saying, Doc. It's just like read the room. Read rooms. Don't do it. But there's not. Those are the worst. That, like he said, the partner. And everybody got, and you love them because you know what's going. You know more times than not what's going to happen with that one guy. He's going to be the guy that has the bottle,
and
the bottle's empty, but yet he's still dancing with it like it's full. He's that guy. We all have that, and we love him because we know.
Why do we love him?
I don't know.
How we do,
I don't know
though.
Why we love
we
him.
We better,
but
otherwise.
Everybody got their partner that we love him to death. But you know one thing? He ain't got no money. He gonna wait till we get to the door. Like, hey man, you got me. He gonna go on vacation. We all gonna go on vacation together, and he gonna be the one just have enough money to get down there bunk. But then when it's time to do stuff, he don't do nothing. Nah, I'm gonna chill in the room, man. Yeah, I'm gonna chill in the room, dog. We all had that guy.
Outrageous.
And we love him.
Abe's got. Is it breaking news worthy or just want
to
mention it?
No, definitely not.
Okay.
It's another player to be named later situation. Carlos Cookie Carrasco, now potentially an Atlanta Brave.
Hey!
He was good a couple years ago.
At one point.
Who the hell is that guy?
He was an ace for the Indians, Guardians. I think at the time they were still the Indians. He was very good in Cleveland and then fell off.
This is just like the opening scene of Major League. He was an all-star in Boston 4 years ago.
Yeah, man.
This guy here is dead.
This guy here is dead. It's also part of it.
I'm hoping they can swing it so each player to be named later eventually is Fetty for Carrasco to New York and St. Louis. That would be awesome.
He said he was at Cleveland. Cleveland having some issues of their own with their pitching staff.
Yeah, those guys are gambling.
Yeah, they having them.
He's from the Yankees now. He was in Cleveland.
These guys are gambling on games over there.
Uh-oh.
The Cleveland Guardians. You don't want to do that.
Uh-oh.
Adams in Paris, France. It's a long-distance call.
What's up, y'all?
Hi, Adam.
Yeah, I always try to call y'all when I'm out of town.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Yeah, we've been over here for like a week and checked down there at the desk earlier. It's like €80 to get your clothes washed. And so I'm like, nah. And old lady's like, yeah, just get it washed down there. I was like, nah, let me find a laundromat. So I go to this laundromat up the street, and it's a laundromat. It's kind of like the one you got to hang out with while your clothes is getting washed, where they don't disappear. But when was the last time you washed your clothes in a laundromat?
Dude, was going to have to do it this weekend. That was the one lovely thing I had to do. Well, my wife did it. I eventually I had to go get a new dryer. Remember I told you the dryer
went
out?
Right.
And they said it would cost more to fix it than when I was I was like, okay, well, go get another one, but go get a good one. I told y'all because we got our washing dryer. We got one in the house. It's a housewarming gift, and I said, just get simple. You know me. Get me simple. Give me something to say. Push on and off. I don't need cycles. I'm not a cycle guy. The one we had is all digital, Andy. It got all these pretty buttons and do-do-do-do-do. And you can do all kind of fun stuff with it. Just dry.
That's all you need.
That's all I need. Yeah. I don't need different ways to dry my clothes. Just dry.
You know what else I don't need?
Yes, just dry.
I don't need it to connect to my phone.
I don't need none of that.
At all.
I don't need none of that stuff. So she went and got a nice one, but it ain't like the other one with all the boop, boop, boop. But we still got the boop, 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 boop. Washer.
Oh, yeah.
I can't stand.
Yeah.
Can't stand it.
Does it have the steam feature? That is really nice.
No, it ain't, bro. Just dry these things. You know what I got in my house? An iron. Got an iron.
Last time I used a laundromat was when I lived in Boston because no Boston apartment comes with laundry machines.
But it's how long? It's because we had a whole, like, it was a whole load of wet clothes. It just wasn't drying. And so, like, she went to it, which is right around the corner to the laundromat. And I wasn't going over there. I was like, yeah. You mean, I said, I spent two, like, laundromat. For me and a child, laundromats and church were like, yeah.
A lot of time spent. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of time spent not getting that quarter.
Sounds like Adam wanted to go to a place that I thought of when I lived in Boston, which is a laundromat that's also a bar. You need to.
Oh.
They don't. It's an idea that I have. Call it Suds.
That's genius.
Get a beer.
Call it Suds.
Call it
that
Suds.
That is freaking awesome.
Because sound like Adam, I know it's late in Paris, so he's whatever. It's later in the day. Yeah, I mean, it takes forever for the clothes to wash and dry. You don't want to leave them there. Somebody might steal your stuff. So you sit there at the bar and have some drinks.
I tried to push a dog park bar laundromat combo a couple years ago.
The dog park bar is everywhere now.
Yes.
Yeah, but the laundromat,
too. You got to have all these damn immunizations.
You really do.
I'm like, I don't want to go.
You got to jump through a lot of hoops to go to one of those places.
I can sit in my backyard, drink beer, and let Nika run around. I was like, you got to get his immunizations. I'm like, for what? We just going to drink. And we're going to hang out with some dogs.
Yes, it's a dog park.
Oh,
no, you got to upload the PDF and all kinds of stuff. It's very complicated. All right, let's get to takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Shannon said, when you know better, you do better. And Michael Harris plugged the gap.
I learned the term green bean. I like that term that's good.
Also, from Shannon Sharp, just because you did something for a long time doesn't mean you were good at it.
Yep.
And this is not the sprinkle part of the season. This is the dump part of the season. And we like drinking beer, smoking hookah luka.
Yeah, smoking hookah luka, new line of Funko Pop figures coming to a store near you.
I just like it better than Fitness Magazine luka.
I do,
you know?
Too.
Everybody can work out.
Don't let them pressure you, Luca.
Give me a triple-double on a six-pack and some hookah. That's impressive. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.